You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So Kimmy wants to know if it's best to do mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, not the psychotropic ones, medicinal mushroom. I'm adding that word medicinal. I assume Kimmy is talking about medicinal mushrooms. Kimmy wants to know if doing medicinal mushrooms is best as teas. You know, well, that's a good question. You can make a tea out of just about anything, right? Making a tea is more the process of seeping something over hot water. I just think it depends on what your philosophy is, Kimmy, and all this. You know, if you're one of these, and by the way, there's no right or wrong here. I'm just going to tell you, there's two large categories of philosophies in the supplement industry. And I'm oversimplifying, but it works here. On one hand, you have people who really believe in the whole essence of a food source, you know, or a plant source, or, you know, whatever. Meaning that, you know, if they're going to do something like reishi mushroom, for instance, they want to do the whole mushroom. And so someone who really believes in the essence of the whole food might want to make a tea versus take an extract or something. Which, by the way, an extract, that's the other philosophical way of looking at the supplement industry. And that's kind of where I fall. I'm more of an extract type guy. Although the whole reishi mushroom is good. I mean, there's a lot of good components there. We know, for instance, if you really want to boost the immune system, you want to get the key compound called triterpenes. Triterpenes are the main constituent within reishi mushroom that boosts natural killer cells, for instance. So for me, as an extract type guy, standardization type guy, I would rather take a capsule of reishi mushroom standardized to a certain amount of triterpenes to boost natural killer cells. So if you're on the other side of things, if you're more of a whole food person, you may not care so much about, you know, concentrating the triterpene. So you could try teas, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think one thing to always understand, you know, making a tea out of something is processing it. You know, and anytime you add a level of processing to something, you're going to lose some of the compounds. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. I mean, taking the mushroom even just out of the ground is processing. You've just removed it from its natural setting, environment, and you're changing it. And you right there, that process alone, just picking a plant, picking the apple, pulling the mushroom out, that's processing. And then you cut it up, that's processing. And then you seep it over hot water, that's processing. There's still benefit to gain there, Kimmy, absolutely. But you are losing some of the compounds. Each step of processing decreases the amount of some of the key components, the healthy components of a food source, which is why you're doing it. So that's just something to keep in mind. That's all. By the way, don't make a tea out of reishi. I shouldn't say that. I tried reishi tea once. It's horrible. Extremely bitter. I had that taste for like a week in my mouth. So no, maybe reishi was a bad example. I don't know. Maybe you like it, Kimmy. But that's fine. Teas, you can make teas out of anything. That's perfectly fine. Just remember, it is a level of processing. You're going to strip some of those compounds out. Okay, that was the first question. This next one is kind of related. It's about botanicals. What are botanicals? Mark is asking, and are botanicals a separate category from supplements? Well, no. I mean, it's just a way of classifying supplements, you know. You have antioxidant supplements, and then even there you got subclasses. You have amino acid antioxidants. You have plant-based antioxidants, what have you. You know, botanicals is just more of a general term that means plants, plant-based. I think, you know, going back to this idea of whole food philosophy versus extract, I think there are some purists, some whole food enthusiasts that consider the botanical to be more of the whole plant, and those of us that are do the extracts, we don't really say botanical, we call it plant extracts. I mean, I don't know. So there may be some, you know, ways that people use these terms, Mark, that are different from one group to the other. But it's just a botanical is just it's just plant based, and it's not a separate category from supplements. It falls under the classification of a supplement, which simply supplements your diet to bring in some extra nutrients. That's all. I assume that's all you mean. I'm not sure where else to go with this question, but so I'll leave it there. The next one is kind of related to this as well. How can herbal remedies benefit my health? And I could do a whole seminar on answering that question, right? How can herbal remedies benefit my health? But I think, you know, most of the herbs are just loaded with antioxidants. So I think first and foremost, you know, herbal products are going to reduce what we call oxidative stress that can come from toxins in our environment, your own metabolism. I mean, that's the first thing I think of when I think of herbs. You know, they're just loaded with great antioxidants that can help the immune system, the cardiovascular system, the cerebral vascular system, bone, joints. The second category then from the antioxidants would be the anti-inflammatories that you find in a lot of herbal remedies. Many of the herbs that we use, and I might throw spices into that as well, herbs/spices, are able to inhibit some of the key inflammatory enzymes, the cyclooxygenase, the lipooxygenase enzymes. Those are powerful pro-inflammatory enzymes. So you have the antioxidants from herbs and spices. You got the anti-inflammatories from herbs and spices. And you also have anti-pain. You know, there's good evidence that a lot of herbs and spices are able to kind of bind to pain receptors, but it doesn't stimulate the pain receptor. It blocks the stimulus from coming in and actually activating the pain receptor. So you see that. But from there, so that's huge, right? Antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-pain. I mean, boom. That's pretty much covers herbs and spices, but going even a little bit further, I mean, you really have to start thinking about particular herbs and spices in what they can do. I mean, there's some that have anti-cancer properties, curcumin, for instance. There's some that are better at, say, the pain part of it, like tart cherry extracts. You know, there are some herbs and spices that are better at the anti-inflammatory part. So I think in answering how can herbal remedies benefit my health? I think the best way to answer that is reducing oxidative stress, reducing chronic inflammation, and reducing pain. I mean, I think that would be the three broad categories. Next question, I travel overseas. If I purchase supplements in other countries, are they safe? I think it depends on where you buy it from, right? I mean, that's a tough question to answer. In the United States, and I can speak about the United States because I'm involved with a company, Life Extension, and I know more of the rules. In the United States, we have the DSHEA law, dietary supplement. I always forget what DSHEA stands for. Dietary supplement, something, something, Health Act, DSHEA. It regulates how supplements are made and manufactured and stored in the United States. And for instance, manufacturers have to follow GMP, good manufacturing practices. We have the Natural Science Foundation, NSF, that certifies places like Life Extension, make sure that we're following the rules. So, and then the FDA does regulate that stuff. I think it depends on where you're going. I think you should be careful about buying things that you're not, you know, if you're not familiar with how that country regulates things. So it's a tough question to answer. That's the best I can give you. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.